Get on your dancing shoes. Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Anybody recognize this? You can call in.
You need like 75 phone calls. You know what? If you recognize that song, don't call in. Because that was the Futurama track, but remixed by...
Or if you can remember the reference, what was that? Must have been months ago, where there was the hidden... I don't want to say what it was.
This is very obscure. I'm confused
it's
already.
It's very obscure, so if you actually know what I'm talking about,
I'll give you
something.
And tell Zalo and I, because...
Tell me what...
I have no idea what...
Yeah, tell me the relation between what the song we just played and another band that we played a while back.
Wow,
that's real obscure.
And I can't believe that my co-hosts don't know.
The relation is not that they've both been played on.
There's no like official relation. It's from what how we
it's
played.
From the show.
It's how we played.
Of
and,
course, I know
the past.
Yeah. it must be really hard for the audience.
I'm confused.
You know, 617-253-8810. Well, you're listening to Anti-Beta Blocker WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM every Friday night.
Yes, you can give us a call on 617-253-8810. I like the radio frequency, 88.1.
First dial on your FM radio. Next song, we have an 8-bit remix of a Kraftwerk song called Space Lab.
until the day I'm dead. Sex ahead.
Care about no soft touch.
Hey, the song we just listened to was by Thermostatic, an 8-bit Swedish band. It really sounds like Nintendo game. So there, are we going to talk about 8-bit culture? Since I played three songs.
Yeah, what are they used to make these? Like Commodore 64s and Amigas and Ataris and stuff, right?
It's kind of a pity they skipped over 4 bits entirely. What happened to 1-bit culture and then 2-bit?
1-bit was my favorite. My favorite music. I think 2-bit has negative connotations, you know? Take your 2-bit music.
That's true. So 8-bit culture.
This is the kind of thing that gets played on Darkbot Radio, is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, so
I never listened to that show.
I do have a story actually about bits. This is kind of a little bit of a stretch. It's a little bit of a stretch, but
make it clean.
It's clean. It's totally clean. But there's this group actually from New Zealand. They're like a folk duo, folk comedy duo called.
They're called the Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords, that's it. And they do this little song called The Humans Are Dead, which I thought was very, very amusing. And towards the end, they say in their computer voice, kind of monotone, binary solo, and then the guy goes, 0000001, 0000001. So that's my story on bits. It is a stretch, but you really, really should watch it on YouTube and anything else by them. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, we're going to play some FPU.
Beautiful story, by the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have stories about FPUs as well?
No,
or GPUs or CPUs.
What does FPU stand for? Floating point unit?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
There we go.
Please.
That was by Whitey.
Yeah. Whitey.
Leave them all behind. But Seamus has.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a Dandy Warhol sample in there. I'm pretty sure they ripped off Every Day Should Be a Holiday. It sounded just like Courtney Taylor Tale from Dandy Warhol's. I could be wrong, of course. I normally am. But, you know.
The next song we have.
The next song is a little distinguished. It's open source, Creative Commons. It's off a site called ccmixter.org. It's a great site. It's a bunch of artists supplying samples and taking each other's samples, mixing them together, and posting them back up. It's a great Creative Commons site. But this next track is totally free. You can go to the site and download it. It's by a guy called Ditto, and the name of the song it only says Ditto Ditto. So
Ditto.
It's very. Very ditto.
And it's all open source. So
and all open source.
If you're hosting a party for Richard Stallman, you should play this track right here.
Let's hear it.
Bismillah Rabbana Atina Ar-Rahmani Rabbana Woyoyikabu Bismillah Rabbana Atina Ar-Rahmani Rabbana Woyoyikabu
Okay, it's almost the end of Anti-Beta Blocker. But before we play the last song, we have Seamus read us a piece of
public service. We have to do another public service announcement. And this week, the public service announcement is about hosting international students. We have host families urgently needed for international students, and they want you to share your values, learn about another culture without leaving the United States. Of course, you could always leave the United States too. But you can establish a friendship that would last a lifetime. Now, PIE is a non-profit organization. It has international teenagers, that sounds nice, from over 30 countries arriving soon for a 6 to 10 month exchange program. So PIE is looking for a few more caring families to share the American way of life. You can make them, you know, hot dogs and take them to a Red Sox game and I don't know. What's the? I'm not American. I don't know what the American way of life is. But as far as I know, the American way of life is hot dogs and baseball. For more information about hosting an international team, please call Pacific. Did I just offend like half the audience right there? For more information about hosting an international team, please call Pacific Intercultural Exchange immediately at 1-888-743-8721. That number again is 1-888-743-8721. And that's it.
Yeah, thanks, Seamus.
No worries.
Also, a big disclaimer. Seamus' opinion doesn't represent anti-beta blocker's opinion. So, it's his. All right. This is the end of Anti-Beta Blocker. The last song we're going to play is by The Presets. Down, down, down. See you next Friday.
See you later.
Good night.